These are uncertain times, and it's very normal for worry or fear to set in, thinking about your future. What can you do right now to put out that fire of fear and worry? Let's get into it. Welcome to Limitless. As promised, we have Dr. Peter Glidden interview. It's coming up this week. We actually did the interview this weekend, so we're going through some edits and making some changes, but I will get that out this week. Today, I want to talk about what's going on in the world and what you can do, because now is the time. It's perfectly okay to have some frustration with what's going on in the world. I mean, currently here in California, we are at a stay-at-home order, which has some benefits. A lot of people out walking the neighborhood. It's nice to be home, but it is frustrating. The most frustrating thing that does have me worried and angry is the restaurants closing, the schools closing, the many businesses that can't do business right now, the many people who are losing income, and the uncertain future that we're facing economically. Definitely, at minimum, an economic downturn, probably worse. That does make me worry. I have some fear about it. What's going to happen to the economy, I feel, is going to be far worse than any virus. Yet here we are. There's not a lot we can do to change it. I read some stories this morning about what's going on in Italy. Many people believe that the virus has mutated and is affecting a lot of younger people. So it's easy to get lost in your negative thoughts, your worry, your fear. We've been focusing on this a lot. We focus on this a lot anyway. But today I want to talk about now is the time, because we have to channel this negative energy. It's there, it's energy. And instead of putting it into something negative, negative thoughts, letting your mind spin and limits, let's channel it into something positive, because angst, worry, frustration, anger, fear, these things build up and they cause stress, and that ultimately impacts our mental health and our physical health. And we don't want either one of those to be compromised right now. We need to be strong. So one surefire way to reduce stress, increase happiness, and occupy our minds is to get productive, make progress, work towards something. Now is the time. Whenever you're listening to this, you're probably stuck at home right now. Don't want to go to a lot of public places. It's some level of being forced to be at home by the government or being told it's the right thing to do. So you've got some time on your hands. And if you're working from home like me, yeah, that's occupying a lot of your day, and that's good. But you've got nights, and you could be spending it on Netflix and social media and news. And a little bit of that is okay, but I want to see you spend time on making progress. Now is the time. I want you to get creative. Start working towards something. And I want to get those creative juices flowing today. Inspire your hope. Get some inspiration and motivation going. I want to see you take hold of the flame. Now is the time. So I've got a few things that you can work on right now. Now is the time to make a list of those things you said you would do one day and make today day one. That book you talked about writing, outline it. Do some research. Look at Amazon and look at the other books that are similar. Get some good ideas. Outline the book. Best way to create a book is just create an outline of your ideas. First, take a blank sheet of paper and just write every idea for every chapter in the book. Narrow it down. Create an outline and a flow. Start working on that outline, making it a little more detailed, and the book starts writing itself, and then start writing. Start that YouTube channel. What was that idea that you had? That thing you wanted to do? That project? Could be simple, could be something big that would take you years, but let's start now. Pick one and take the first step. Yeah, but Alex, you don't know what's going on. You know what? Maybe I don't. Maybe you got some kids at home, and that's occupying all your time. You are going to find a way to make it happen, or you're not. And now is the time. And these yeah buts, yeah but Alex, I can't do this, I can't do that. Those are limits. That's not going to help you. Taking action will help. When you make progress, when you're productive, you're better in all areas of your life. I don't care if it's running a marathon, if you're in training mode and you're disciplined, that transcends into all areas of your life. If you're more disciplined with your routine when it comes to your work, that will transcend in other areas of your life. It's people who go willy-nilly, who let their schedule dictate them, who run their lives by fear and worry, or trying to impress others, worried about what other people think, that's when your schedule goes haywire and you don't get to be productive. At the end of the day, making progress will make you happier, allow you to control your schedule, and make you a better parent, a better spouse, a better employee, a better boss, a better CEO, a better whatever. And you will feel so good. All right, now is the time to make that change to your health. Maybe it's diet, maybe it's fitness, maybe it's supplements, whatever it is. You said you'd give up gluten, or you said you'd give up alcohol. Can you start now? You said you'd walk, you'd hike, you'd bike. Over the last week, I crossed over 4,000 miles hiked in the last 39 months. 4,000 miles since I started tracking in January 2017. Tracking for me, tracking my miles has been miraculous. It's held me accountable. It's kept me moving. On days when I didn't want to hike, I didn't want to walk. Days when I was busy and I could have made an excuse. I got a busy day. I don't have time to hike. Maybe I don't. Can I do it after work? Can I do it before work? Can I do it during lunch? You can find a way to make things happen. Now we're talking about your diet, your health, your fitness, your body. You don't need a diet with a name. You don't need to give up everything. You don't need to be restrictive. This is one of the things that keeps us on a roller coaster with our weight, especially as we get older. We start labeling things good and bad. Pizza is bad. Alcohol is bad. Sugar is bad. And all of a sudden we crave these things. It's our human nature. Instead, I want to see you do something that's sustainable, subtle and sustainable. On January 1st, 2020, just a little under 3 months ago, on that first day of the year, the scale for me said 207.6 pounds. And I made a decision that I wanted to make some changes, but I wanted them to be sustainable. And that I wanted to weigh 180 pounds on December 31st, 2020. At the end of this year, I wanted to weigh 180 pounds. Now, I did kickstart it in January, made some pretty big changes, but they were fairly easy to manage. I cut out gluten, I cut out alcohol. Otherwise, my magical tool for losing weight wasn't keto, wasn't Atkins, wasn't any diet with a name. It was an app called MyFitnessPal, and I tracked calories. It's tedious, it's hard, but when you do that for a couple weeks, you'll get used to it, and you start to see what's going in your body. You start to make changes, and it becomes sustainable. I track every day, even if I have a day where I'm way over. I track it so I know where I'm at, so I can get back on track. And just yesterday, on the scale, I weighed 188 pounds even. So I'm 0.4 pounds away from losing 20 pounds since the beginning of the year. But the most important thing to me is that it's sustainable. I know where I'm at. I know what I can eat. And I haven't restricted myself. It's been really nice to cut out gluten, to eat more fruits and vegetables. Yet, I feel like I'm on course now to hit 180 by the end of the year. A long, slow weight loss and sustainability so I can keep it going the rest of my life. It's opened up new doors for me mentally to make this shift. And I want to see you do something similar, something you'd said you would do. A new relationship with food, a new relationship with your body. Sustainability is the key. And I have to tell you, one of the best things is being able to put on some t-shirts that have been in my closet for a long time that, frankly, were quite tight. And I like some of these shirts, and it's been nice to wear them again. So pick one thing that you can change right now. Now is the time. Be consistent. Do that for the next 21 days, and then add on. Don't go crazy with some keto nonsense. Listen, I'm not saying keto is nonsense. Let me be really clear about that. If keto is working for you, that's great. Keto diet, whatever the diet is, Weight Watchers, they'll all work for you if you stay consistent, if you make it a habit. And I want you to do what works for you. Maybe that is day one of keto today. It all works. But the bottom line is it doesn't work if you stop it in a month from now. I want to see you be sustainable. I want to see you track calories. I want to see you just make one change. Now is the time. With all these health concerns in the world, why not take control of your health and your body and get that body that you want right now? It starts with the first day. All right, now is the time to think about that career change. Residual income, passive income. There's lots of ways to earn extra income, but I want you to think bigger than a second job or a third job. Here's where we limit ourselves. We tell ourselves we can't do something. The only way I could earn extra income is if I got a job, a second job. There's lots of things you can do. If other people are working from home, if other people are building a home-based business, if other people are building residual income, you can too. You can create content. You can teach. You can share. You could write a book. You can start a group. You can develop a course. You can start a home-based business. You can. But Alex, I've tried these things before and I failed. Were you consistent? Did you learn from the failure and apply and try something new? Now is the time, my friends. The whole world is going to change. The economy is going to change. We're never going back to the way they were 2 or 3 months ago, a month ago. Things are going to change. And I like to think, yeah, there'll be some tough changes, but things are going to change for the better. And now is the time to think about what you want to do with your life to be happy, building additional income, building residual income, building a home-based business, whatever it is. You can. And now is the time to adjust your routine, to tap into what Darren Hardy calls routine power, power in your routine, to shift your routine, to change it up, alter your routine, add something powerful and positive. Now is the time to start a habit in your routine that'll pay dividends over time, like compound interest, daily meditation or yoga or working out every morning. It could be so simple. Alex, I don't have a gym at my house. Do you have a little bit of room? Because you can go to YouTube and type in 15-minute cardio workout and find something. I would invite you to follow a friend of mine on Instagram, Rosentrain, at Rosentrain, R-O-S-E-N, train, T-R-A-I-N. So R-O-S-E-N-T-R-A-I-N, Rosentrain, like training. He's a personal trainer from Toronto. His tips on Instagram are amazing. They're spot on and they will help you. And maybe it's just following a few of his exercises every day. Maybe it's instituting a new relationship, a new spiritual relationship, or upping your spiritual game, more prayer, more gratitude, daily personal development like you're doing now. Now is the time to learn a new skill, to hone that skill, to get involved in a new group, whether that's online, Facebook, social media, or start a group. Meeting new people will change your perspective. When you change your perspective, you change your life. And right now we could all use a dose of fresh, invigorating perspective. All right, last piece. Now is the time to clear out any mental blocks and baggage you have. I read a great story. I'd heard it before years ago. A lady gave a training about mindset, and she had a glass of water that was half full. And at the end, she held up the glass, and everybody thought they knew what she was going to talk about. Is the glass half full or half empty? But she didn't talk about that. What she said was she held out the glass in her arm, and she said, "How long can I hold this glass? It's only half full. It's light. But the longer she holds it, the heavier it gets. And holding it for 3 or 4 minutes is no big deal. Holding it for 20 or 25 minutes and she starts to get a cramp. Holding it for an hour and her arm's going to fall asleep and she may not be able to use her arm the rest of the day. If she holds it for 24 hours, she might end up in the emergency room, a half a glass of water." And what she compared that to was the baggage in our minds, the burdens, the things we're holding on to. That baggage, the longer we hold on to it, the more it holds us back, the heavier it gets. Let's let go of those burdens. Stop replaying that conversation with that negative person, letting people rent space in your head. We covered this in an episode 4 or 5 episodes ago. Listen to that episode about people renting space in your head. Is it time to forgive or say sorry or accept an apology, to move on, to stop letting someone that hurt you in the past continue to hurt you now mentally? And then take it to the next level. You want to start getting rid of baggage, being fresher mentally. Start making it a daily habit to look for what's right in other people and the world and point it out. Gratitude is great for that, but it is a game changer when you spend your time looking for what's right and pointing it out. It's a game changer. And letting go of these burdens, these limits that we're holding on to, the baggage, will totally change your life. In fact, this whole episode, this is the only thing you do. Start to let go of this baggage and mental blocks during this time. It will be amazing. It'll create huge rewards in your life. You can't have new growth without clearing out the old growth, the dead branches and the dead leaves. And right now, we need to clear up because we're going to need new growth when this whole thing is over. Now is the time, my friends. Productivity and action will put out that fire of fear and worry. Are there stresses? Are there things going on that we need to be concerned about? Yes, I'm not living in a fantasy land. But the one way to be happier, to reduce stress, to be more productive, is to focus on these things. Now is the time to be productive. All right, three questions. How do we apply this to our life right now? Number one, your physical health. What's one change you can make starting today? And my friends, one change, even just a simple change, like I'm not going to eat gluten for the next 21 days or drastically reduce my gluten. Even one small change. I'm going to walk a mile a day. Doing that for 21 days straight will affect you mentally in a powerful, positive way and physically in a super powerful, positive way. Number two, go back to that idea list. Those ideas you've had, narrow it down, pick one and take action today. Will you do it? And number three, what baggage do you need to clear out, to let go, that's holding you back? The longer you hold onto it, the heavier it gets. It's taking up space in that valuable, powerful mind of yours. Who do you need to forgive? What do you need to let go? And one of the ways to do it is to be productive, but let's stop carrying that baggage. Now is the time, my friends. My friends, you decide your future. It's about choices. And I want you to choose that now is the time to be productive, to take action, to get the high of progress and do great things. My friends, you can do it. You know why? Because you are limitless.